Your old or broken phone can let you down. But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on MyPlan and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Sochal. And today we're talking about our weekly challenge. So, Sochal, why don't you remind everyone what the challenge was, and then we'll talk about how successful or unsuccessful we were with the challenge.
All right, Jack. Well, I believe our weekly challenge this week was to eat a balanced breakfast.
Right.
And that means eating basically healthy fats, carbohydrates, and protein for every meal. Jack had like a specific breakdown for his.
It was like 50% carbs, 30% protein, 30% fat, and 20% protein, something like that. 50, 30, 20, I think.
Okay, good rule.
Yeah. So how did it go for you?
I think it went pretty well. It's good that we had a couple extra days to do it this week because I forgot to eat breakfast like one day.
Right.
And then I didn't really have time to eat like a balanced breakfast another day. But altogether, I did eat a balanced breakfast for a week. And I'd say it went pretty well. I ended up eating a lot of traditional like Mexican food because a lot of it is kind of naturally more balanced. Like I had chicken enchiladas, which were, I used like a whole wheat tortilla. And then I used like salsa verde, which I made at home, and chicken breast. And I found that was pretty healthy. Or it had like Mexican eggs, which we just eat like scrambled eggs with tomato, chili pepper, and onion.
Oh, interesting. I'll wait. I'll let you finish. That's really funny. Okay.
I think I ended up kind of gravitating towards traditional Mexican cooking because I found it to be more balanced than like an American breakfast.
American breakfast is what, 99% carbohydrates and 1% sugar, something like that.
It's probably like 60% carbohydrates and 40% fat or something.
Yeah,
unhealthy fat, like saturated fats, you know. So
trans fats. Those are the worst ones. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like for our listeners who don't know, a typical, like what's considered a classic American breakfast might be like some big pancakes that are made with like refined white flour and sugar. And you might put butter and maple syrup. Most people don't even use like real maple syrup anymore. They use like high fructose corn syrup with maple syrup flavoring on it.
Right. Yeah.
And then you might have like a side of eggs, hash browns, and like bacon or something, and I feel like that's not too bad, but it's always a processed meat like bacon, which has a lot of sodium, or sausage or something like that. And the hash browns are usually fried in a lot of oil, and the eggs are also fried in a lot of oil, and so it doesn't end up being really that healthy at all. So and no vegetables in sight, which is interesting because in a traditional Mexican breakfast, there are a lot of vegetables.
Vegetables are key. I mean, that is like just for like digestion and everything. Like it's like
micronutrients.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how about for you, Jack? How did it go for you?
Okay. So as you know, I think our listeners remember I was basically starving myself because I was overweight for the last month or so. So I would eat like one protein bar and then I would eat dinner, basically. That was like my whole, and dinner was like a little tiny salad. So I tried to introduce some more calories, and to do that, I figured, well, it has to be part of the challenge. I should integrate it into the challenge because otherwise it's no fun if I show up here and say, yeah, I had a protein bar every day. So what I found was what I really enjoyed. I will say I didn't meet the carbohydrate threshold. However, I started making like scrambled eggs, and then I put salsa, regular salsa, just the red one. Not salsa verde is green salsa, right? Is the it has
Yeah,
the
salsa verde is green salsa. It's made with tomatillos, which are a different type. It's not like tomatoes. And the
okay.
regular red salsa. And so what you had, eggs, did you have like kind of over easy or fried eggs?
No, I scrambled them. Because
Oh,
yeah, I
interesting. Okay.
scrambled them and then I just put salsa on it and it was so good. I mean, I was just like, why have I not done this before? Like, this is crazy. It is so good. And I thought you might appreciate that. Now what you mentioned before is that's like a Mexican eggs, you know? Like that's
Yes.
the style. Yeah.
Yeah, actually that's very close to huevos rancheros, which is a traditional meal. But that includes like two over easy eggs in tortillas with salsa on top, and that was one of my favorite breakfasts apart from Mexican eggs. Those are like my two favorite breakfasts as a kid. And so yours is really close. You just scrambled the eggs, which a lot of people do anyway. But you know, one thing that would have made you meet your carbohydrate goals is we usually eat them with like a tortilla.
Yeah, I know. That's the one thing I didn't. I could have put like a piece of bread on it or something, but I felt like it tasted so good just that the way it was.
Right.
I didn't want to like mess with it, you know? I discovered something and I just kind of like every day I just had the same thing. Like I would just scramble. I ate too many eggs probably. I think I did like four eggs, maybe five, something like
A
that.
day?
Every day. Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot.
It's a
But,
lot
you
of
know,
cholesterol. Yeah.
but actually eggs are supposed to be a balance in terms of cholesterol, dietary cholesterol, right? It's like good cholesterol, I believe, in
I think it
eggs.
has a lot of like yeah, it doesn't it's not it doesn't affect your like LDL, which is the bad cholesterol, but the HDL maybe that's the one that it will elevate.
Right.
But definitely five is more than doctor recommended, but they're so small, you know? I'm such a big guy. I figure if I'm twice the size of a regular person, then I probably deserve twice the
Twice
eggs.
the eggs.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think the eggs are gonna do you as much. You know, I mean, it's better than eating like five pancakes or a slice of cake or something, you know?
Oh, right. That's like eating
Really.
birthday cake for breakfast or something, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, it's better because the birthday cake has a lot of like unhealthy fats and sugars, and so actually it's not bad. So
Yeah.
when I think about it, it's the same as kind of eating like two pancakes for breakfast, really, without the added like blood sugar
The
spike.
flour, yeah, you just
Yeah.
take the flour out and yeah.
The
Yeah.
flour and
Yeah.
some of the fats and a lot of the sugar, because with pancakes, people add sugar in as well. So,
And salsa is really good for diets because there's nothing really bad in there at all. Like it's all just it's not sweet. But the tomatoes do sweeten it a little bit, but not enough to really affect your blood sugar, you know?
no,
So,
it's all
yeah.
vegetables and yes, also super healthy.
Yeah.
We. One thing also apparently I don't remember the exact science of this study, but I remember my dad telling me that like higher consumption of chili makes your body store more brown fat versus white fat, which apparently is somehow like healthier or easier to burn off or something like that than
Okay,
white fat.
interesting.
So there's something about that. I'll have to look into it and come back here
Yeah.
with info, but yeah, I did find that interesting.
Well,
What
Americans have that obesity problem, but you never see that in Thailand where they, eat a lot of, spicy food. So, well, you see it very rarely. So, yeah.
So what effects, positive effects or effects in general did you notice from adding a healthy breakfast, a balanced breakfast to your day?
Oh, 100%. I felt more satiated throughout the day, and for our listeners out there, satiety or satiated, means that I didn't feel hungry. You know, I was like, I felt, I wasn't full. I wasn't
You're
like,
like satisfied, right? Like pleasantly
yeah,
satisfied.
exactly. There you go. Satisfied. That's how I felt. I was just like, I was good.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say ahoy or land ho and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
For the day and until like dinner time. I still skipped lunch, but I did eat dinner and added a little bit of rice into my diet as well. So
That's fine.
yeah, I'm eating a more balanced, you know, getting a little bit a few more calories every day, but still eating under my maintenance level calories. So I'm still losing, but I'm not like in starvation mode anymore.
You have a lot of leeway, whereas someone short like me pretty much doesn't have any leeway for maintenance calories.
Right,
When I start counting calories, I realize that I like it's kind of shocking that I only weigh as much as I do because
yeah.
I'll last through like over 2,000 calories a day. I don't even know how I do it, but it's
Oh,
when you
2,000
start
calories.
counting.
We could do that in a you know that you could do that in a meal, you know, easily. I could do that.
Yes.
Yeah, I've blown way past 2,000 calories before, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning, many, many times. But
Yes, I think it's easy, especially with like the variety of sugary drinks that people consume nowadays, like coffees and like added sugars. For me, I personally felt like not only more satiated, but I found myself like binging less. For our listeners, binging is like when you kind of uncontrollably stuff your face with any food that you can find.
Yeah.
I did find myself binging less later in the day because usually I would like skip breakfast a lot, and by the time I get to lunch or dinner, especially like dinner, I'm very hungry, and so I might eat like the meal, and then after that I still want more food, and so I might be like eating a snack, or because I already have like a meal, I might be eating like dessert, like chocolate or like ice cream, things that I don't really need. And I found myself doing that a lot less when I had a balanced breakfast because I felt like I had energy, I was full, it kind of kept me going until like a light lunch and through dinner, and then when I had dinner, I didn't feel like I had to like follow that up with a chocolate bar and an ice cream like Klondike bar and like keep going, you know. So I think it reduced my overall calorie intake and balanced it a lot more.
Oh, it that I think that's a well established in the fitness community or whatever that like not starving yourself or skip not eating a balanced breakfast or a balanced meal will result in you're going to get cravings, you know, in the evenings or whatever. You know when you do that thing where, or at least I do this thing where I walk to the refrigerator like 25 times, and I open it and I look inside and I don't, and then I close it and then I go back and then I go back to the fridge again and I open it and I'm just looking for, like, it's like boredom eating. You know what I mean? Like it's just,
Yes.
yeah.
I find I'm a bad boredom eater, and I also like it gives you that little rush of like dopamine if you have like a little chocolate piece of chocolate or a little sugary snack, you know what I mean? Like your brain's like, oh, that was nice.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, it fires your brain up like drugs, you know? Like the problem for me is like once I cheat, like if I go off the rails, then I just say like, well, forget about it. You know, like all bets are off. 'Cause I screwed up, so if I'm gonna screw up, I might as well screw up big. And you know, so I'll eat like, you know, five chocolate bars. Because I took a little piece of a small chocolate bar. It's a crazy kind of thinking, actually.
Mindset.
Yeah, because like if you're driving and you make a wrong turn, you don't just keep going the wrong direction, you know, for 100 miles or 100 kilometers. You know what I mean? You turn around and self-correct. But for me, it's like, and it's a personality thing. It's dispositional, I think. I, am one of those people that, just if I go off the rails and have one potato chip, then I'm eating the whole bag, like that's it. So,
God.
for me, like staying away from all junk food is n necessary, and eating a balanced breakfast helped me avoid those kind of cravings I found.
Yeah,
So.
I really found it helped me with cravings. Another thing is, I think when you undereat, like you restrict as much as you had been previously, it's like your brain tastes that little bit of fat or sugar or whatever, and you probably want to keep going for the whole bag because you're starving. Essentially, your body's like
Right.
starving itself.
Yeah, that like
So I
kind
think
of
it's
the kind of like a caveman or whatever the early
drive,
man,
the
you
primal
a
instinct
primal
drive.
thing. Yeah, exactly,
Yeah.
exactly.
So yeah, I think it's less dispositional. I read this book called The Fuck It Diet by Caroline Dooner. I think they were talking about how like that kind of mindset is less about your disposition or your personality and more about like the fact that your body is starving. So your mind like hijacks you because our bodies aren't meant to diet. Like we were meant to survive. So as soon as you're like cutting calories and starving, any chance that you get to stuff your face, like you essentially will because your body thinks it's starving.
Yeah, I think that's true. Yeah, 100%. So I would say we, I mean, these challenge. There's really no. We're both the winners, I think, this week for this challenge.
Yes, I think we did well. Yeah.
I think that was a good. That was an excellent challenge. You said you have like an idea for next week. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I was thinking about daily exercise. I find that's something I don't engage in that much, and I don't think it matters the type of exercise, but just getting yourself moving. It's supposed to be good. Like, it's supposed to give you that little dopamine kick, the same that a snack might, but it's better for you. And
Yeah,
get those like
I've been dreading
endorphins
this
going.
one, by the way. This one, like, I knew it was
Oh,
coming eventually,
really?
but I was like, oh no, the
Wait, why
exercise
do you
one.
dread it so much? Do you not like exercising?
I hate exercising, but I need to so badly. I've got like a bike in my room, like a little a stationary bike,
Yeah.
and I use it to dry my clothes. So it's very useful.
Ah, that's funny. But don't, I mean, but you can do something simple. Like for me, I was just gonna stand like when I watch an episode of something for 30 minutes in front of the TV, I was just gonna do like low impact exercises while I watch that, like just something. I'm wasting 30 minutes of my life anyway. Might as well give it a little low impact action on exercising while I do it,
No, I totally agree 100%. And I've been meaning to get back on my bike actually, because it's pointed right at my television and my computer. So all I have to do is put on something interesting and just pedal and
Yeah,
watch
just pedal
TV.
for 30 minutes.
It's
Yeah,
like, come on, man, you can do this, so
yeah, you
yeah.
got it. All right. Well, yeah, let's do it. Let's kick off exercising this week. How long do we want to exercise for a day?
I would say let's start modestly, like 20 minutes of
Okay.
something like that. Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. All right. And do you want to try to keep up the challenges? I kind of li have liked the meditation for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Daily. I
Actually,
think it's
I
helped.
was bad this week, but I will let's do building blocks. So that's what we'll keep the times low, like balanced breakfast, 5 minutes of meditation, and 20 minutes of exercise a day. And
Yes, I
over
think that'll be
time,
good.
I think we'll kind of reset our lifestyles a little bit. So,
Yeah, this is fun too. It's like having a partner in crime, but for good things. A
we
partner
call
in
it, it's like
health
an
lifestyle.
accountability buddy, we could call it.
Yes,
Yeah.
I like it. Accountability buddy. Anyway,
Yeah.
if you listeners need an accountability buddy, make sure you join us on WeChat. Send us an email at A to Z English Podcast at gmail.com. Leave us a comment down below what you think of this episode and the challenges and how you're doing with your New Year's resolutions, or if you've been following along with our challenges, we'd love to hear about it. Leave us a comment down below at A to Z English Podcast.com, and we will see you guys next time. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
At Tanger Outlets, find hundreds of brands at unbeatable value. Save big on outerwear, must-have handbags, active essentials, classic favorites, footwear, and more up to 70% off. Shop Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. All the best brands, all on sale, every day. Only at Tanger Outlets.